Siegel in the Morning with Patch and Amy.
Uber just rolled out a new app called Uber Eats, and it's in their meal delivery service.
Oh, really?
There's a few restaurants that they have instant delivery, 10 minutes or less, they promise.
I like
that. This is just at a few. It's Houston, Chicago, San Francisco. I don't even think there's Uber around here.
I don't think so. I don't know anyone who goes, oh, yeah, that person, they're an Uber driver. Like, I don't know anyone.
It would be, if you got an Uber here, it would be a tractor. A John Deere tractor coming to get you.
Oh, no, in my luck, it would be like some old broken down, like 1985, like Dodge Caravan minivan thing. You wouldn't want to get in there. There'd be like full of cigarette smoke and stuff. Like, yeah, no thanks.
But you remember at Bridgeville, the Royal Farms in Bridgeville?
Yeah.
And there was that van of people.
It would be that.
It would be, and it would be every single one of them. All the generations, the grandmom, the parents, the young kids.
You'd be getting in there with the whole family.
Yeah, everybody smoking a cigarette. Be a nightmare. But I always say this, and this is a great idea that I've had. Mm-hmm. How come there is not, for an affordable price, not just for people with money, how come there's not a service that will run errands for you? So if I have to go, say I want a Wawa hoagie, but I want some like ice cream as well. Uh-huh. I want specific ice, you know, Breyers ice cream. Go to Food Lion in Harrington, get me some ice cream, go to Wawa, get me my hoagie, and then bring it to me. Why is that? That's a great concept.
Absolutely is. Hi, Eagle 97.7, you're live on the air. Who's this?
Hi, good morning. It's Bonnie. How you doing?
Good morning.
Good, Bonnie. What can we do for you today?
Good morning. I just wanted to inform you guys. I work in Dover, and I work for Marriott. We do have Uber service in Dover.
Where do people Uber from?
They Uber from the hotel over to the casino, from the hotel to stores, all over the place.
Do you
from
live
home to workplace?
Bonnie, do you live in Dover?
No, actually, I live in Milford.
Okay.
Oh, you do? Do you go out on the weekends and stuff when you're not working? Do you go out? Do you ever wish there was an Uber? Because if you say you want to go to a few bars, you don't want to drive, right? If you have a couple drinks, you'd just rather not drive. There's no cab service. I think there's this prime location for an Uber.
Yeah, actually, Milford is.
So
maybe that's something we should maybe do. The Patch and Amy.
Yeah,
I think it would be good if we did have the Uber service down there.
Bonnie,
we just got to make sure people pay.
If you got Uber, like Patch and I would be like, we're going to Uber. And if would you be excited to see Patch and I? You'd be like, oh, these clowns. If we picked you up from the bar on a Saturday night, would it be like equal to Conan O'Brien picking up somebody in L.A.? Or would it be like,
no.
All right, that's rude. I don't call your job and insult you. I'm just kidding. Bonnie, thank you for checking.
Have a good day.
You too, bye.
You too, bye. Hi, you're 97.7. You're live on the air. Who's this?
Hey, Pesh, this is Joe. I'm an Uber driver, and I live in Milford.
Joe, you're an Uber driver?
Yes.
How much do you charge people? Say, I live in Harrington. I wanted to go to Abbott's Grill for a few drinks. I wanted you to drive me back to Harrington. How much would you charge me?
Well, see, it's based on Uber. They make those arrangements. The only problem is there's nobody that knows about Uber in this area. So I would have to go to Wilmington or Salisbury. So I really don't do a whole lot around here because no one knows about it.
How does nobody know about Uber around here? That can't be.
There's an app that I have on my phone, and it lets you know when you're online, and whoever has the Uber service, they can go and find out where I'm at, and they can call me. But they don't. No one around here.
But they don't. That's because there's not a lot of places to go.
Yeah.
Joe, I live in Harrington. They had one bar burnt down, and they didn't rebuild it.
You should be one of the better bars around.
All right, Joe, thanks for checking in this morning.
No problem.
Right. Somebody hit up poor Joe. He's
trying
to take care of his family.
He's doing one Uber ride a week.
Yeah. You got to drive an hour to Wilmington for a 10-minute drive. I'm going to Uber from this bar to that bar. Can you go farther and make this worth it, please? Good Lord. The struggle is real around here.